Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon to you. It's great to be with you once again. Ray and I coming to you from our homes. Thanks to the boys back in the studio for getting us up and on from the corner of Broadway and Battery. Man, we got an awful lot of stuff to get into today. We got about 2.5 hours before Warriors Live begins. The Warriors are happy to be back home, no doubt about it. That was not an easy or successful road trip, no matter how you dice it up. And they're back at home. They got the Detroit Pistons to start a season-long, well, remaining season-long, 7-game homestand tonight at Chase Center. Ray, it's good to see you once again. We're going to have Peter King coming on by a little bit later on. We're going to be talking about the things we'll remember most from this 2021 NFL season. Obviously not over for the 49ers. They're getting ready for Green Bay.
I don't know that they can fully get ready for Green Bay if the weather doesn't change, but they can do their best.
Oh, it's going to be cold. It's going to be freezing Saturday night in Green Bay.
Oh, it's going to be more than freezing. It's going to be great.
Do you remember?
It's just going to be awful.
Do you remember when the 49ers went to Green Bay with Kaepernick? And Kaepernick came out, no sleeves, baby. Pipes. Sun's out, guns out, even though the suns were not out. The sun was not out. There is something about a football player going no sleeves in freezing weather that fires up. I don't know why it fires me up, Ray. I'd like to think that I've evolved past most of my high schoolish meathead football tendencies, but I like a guy who goes no sleeves in freezing temps. I wonder if Garoppolo is going to do it.
It makes me happy to know that they are separated from the general public, because if you're going to go no sleeves in 2-degree weather, you're the kind of person that, frankly, I would leave the neighborhood to avoid.
Be a man. No sleeves.
That's nonsense. And cool. I'm pretty sure Garoppolo is going to wear sleeves, if for no other reason than to keep his various extremities that have been taking a beating, to keep them warm.
Hey, I mean, is Garoppolo even going to be playing in this game? It's an honest question. Until we know the absolute answer, there is, all eyes on his shoulder. Nick Bosa's concussion protocols. We're waiting for clearance. So let's get into it with Peter King when he stops on by a little bit later on this afternoon at 4:15. He's going to be joining us. Ray, one last look back at the win in Dallas, a post-mortem, if you will. We will begin our look ahead to Green Bay, and I'll tell you the one thing that I was thinking about today, and I guess I don't have to save this for later on in the week. It's hardly a secret. It's hardly going to make anyone listening to us say, well, boy, that Damon Bruce, he's a real NFL insider. He must have been a former coach or something. But I do have a truth for you. And at the center of this game in Green Bay, this is it. Here it is. I got the entire afternoon ready to be broken down right here. Are you ready for a breakdown, Ray? I know you love a good breakdown. I've been studying film.
The entire afternoon?
I got the entire afternoon broken down in the next thought. Everything you need to know is the 49ers head to Lambeau. Will be answered in this sentence, in this question, in this query that I'm about to put forward to you. If Aaron Rodgers is comfortable in that pocket, the game's over. If he's uncomfortable, we're going to have ourselves a football game at Lambeau Field. It's just that simple. When there is a great quarterback on the field, that's usually enough talent to make up for whatever you got going for you as a football team rolling in. So what do you do to possibly get yourself past or around a great quarterback? You make them uncomfortable. It's the only way to go about beating the Green Bay Packers. That's it. That's the avenue. That's the path. Sure, an awful lot of things need to go right for the 49ers themselves. They need to take care of the ball. They got to run the ball. Debo needs his carries and catches. Kittle's going to have to get a little bit more involved in the passing game, you would think, than he was in Dallas. But when it's all said and done, did the 49ers win? Yes or no will be the same answer to this question. Was Aaron Rodgers comfortable? If the answer is yes, if Aaron Rodgers is comfortable, the season ends in Green Bay.
I can go along with you to an extent. Where it stops is if the wind is severe enough that throwing suddenly doesn't matter because you won't be able to control where you're throwing. And even Aaron Rodgers cannot find a vicious wind. If it's windy, I think the Packers will try to do what the 49ers intend to do no matter what, and that's run the ball. And they've got guys who can run it, and they've got guys who can block for it. But if they can run it, and Rodgers is comfortable in the pocket and can throw accurately as he usually does, then yeah, I agree with you. Because I don't believe Devontae Adams can be guarded. Wow. I think that's the one thing that Green Bay has a clear advantage in. Rodgers throwing to Adams. Because Rodgers can find him if the wind is right, and Adams can catch it no matter who's guarding him. And if those guys are comfortable, then, yeah, the 49ers fly home alone.
Unlike Joe Burrow, who took a little bit too long, I think, to figure out where the Niners' biggest weakness was or the way to go about attacking it. Unlike Dak Prescott, who waited way too long to start throwing the ball downfield and challenging that 49ers secondary, Aaron Rodgers is going to know what to do. And you're right, Devontae Adams is going to know what to do, too. So you got to move Aaron off of his spot. If you do, there's a shot. Yeah, wind, Mother Nature could play a huge role in this game. We know it's going to be cold and uncomfortable. But, man, that's where Green Bay goes to work every day. It's probably going to bother them less than it's going to bother the 49ers, although there's plenty of guys on the 49ers who are not native Californians and understand the concept of cold. But that is a level of bone-chilling cold that is going to be waiting both of those teams Saturday. I almost keep on saying Sunday, Ray, because it's the usual day we play. Yeah, Saturday.
And it's Saturday night, so you haven't figured out the afternoon at all. I thought you were talking about your refreshment lineup.
Oh, no, but we do have a food report later in today's show. You're going to be very proud of a woman from Mountain View a little bit later on in the show today, Ray. She's local. Normally, the food report, we go national for stories. We got an incredible local food report story to share a little bit later on today. We're brought to you by
Sunnyvale Bratwurst.
Yeah. Well, you're almost onto it there. We are brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMW Fairfield .com today to book your visit. The Los Angeles Rams, Ray, booked their visit to Tampa Bay last night. What a convincing. I mean, they didn't just show up in the playoffs. They showed out. Matthew Stafford got his first playoff win. It was 28-0 really fast. And Arizona at 34-11 doesn't explain the beating that they took. That was terrible. I mean, that was some Arizona Cardinal jokes that you used to tell years ago are in style once again, level terrible for the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they undid all the good things that they, you know, had done reputationally in one fell swoop. But in fact, here's a stat for you. And this is not just about the Cardinals, but it is certainly true about the last 3 years. This is how Cliff Kingsbury has ended his full head coaching tenure. At Texas Tech in 2013, he lost 5 of his last 6. In 2014, he lost 4 of his last 6. In 2015, he lost 4 of his last 6. In 2016, he lost 6 of his last 8. In 2017, he lost 6 of his last 8. And in 2018, he lost his last five with the Cardinals. In 2019, he lost seven of the last nine. In 20, he lost five of the last seven. And this year, he lost five of the last six. And I have a feeling that the truth about why the Cardinals are still the Cardinals is because Cliff Kingsbury may not have a second gear. That offense looked hopeless last night. I mean, and genuinely hopeless. There was no time for Kyler Murray. They couldn't find anybody open. They couldn't get a running game going. We may be on to the reason why the Cardinals are still essentially the Cardinals.
You know, I read that article in Pro Football Talk where, you know, I'm guessing that's where you saw an awful lot of those numbers. And
I saw it in the Action Network, actually, but go ahead.
Okay, well, wherever you found it from, I saw the same thing today, and it got me thinking. So is this a pattern that describes a weakness in his teams, a happening at some point late in the season that changes the Cardinals? Because I'll tell you what the problem was this year for them, Ray. They were a different team when DeAndre Hopkins got hurt. Like, things changed severely right there, more than it probably should have, because their problems were across the line of scrimmage and in places where DeAndre Hopkins does not play. Their defensive side of the ball fell apart as well. But, you know, a little bit of a dauber down at that moment, and they never figured it out. So do we have a pattern that means Cliff Kingsbury is in the group of he's good at it, not great at it? Or do we just have, you know, Phil Mickelson before he wins a major? I don't know. I really do not know. And as we look back at this football season, not knowing is a huge theme of it. This was a really weird year for the NFL. Between the convoluted rule book, the awful group of officials whose job it is to execute that rule book, and more often than not, it feels like they do it poorly, to great teams with great players, to a whole bunch of players who might not have been in the NFL, but for all the moving parts that COVID created, to good coaches and bad coaches. We had as unpredictable and wild a year in the NFL as we've ever had, and that's why we're happy to have Peter King join us a little bit later on. And with the Pistons in town, we're going to have Warriors Live coming up for you tonight at 5:30 here on 95.7 The Game. So stick around. We got a really good one for you this afternoon. Stay with us. We are brought to you by Damon and Ray here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Exergen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
We got Warriors Live for you at 5:30 tonight. Pistons are here and the Warriors are back in town after a rough road trip. They come home for 7 in a row at Chase Center. Stay tuned to 95.7 The Game. Warriors Live brought to you by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate hub for all things sports with live game shows, news, and highlights. It's all in one place, the Xfinity Sports Zone. Welcome back here, Damon and Ratto. It's good to have you. You know, every single day, Ray, before we start the show, I go to Twitter and I put out a tweet to let people know who's on, when they're coming, what time it's going to be, and I usually send a complimentary or an according corresponding picture or GIF, something to go along with it to grab the people's attention on the social media. Well, today I had just a picture that was taken at, I believe, Dallas-Fort Worth by someone who's coming back from the 49ers game this weekend in Dallas, and it was a picture of their NFC East Championship merchandise with a sign next to it saying all NFC East Championship merchandise now 40% off. Now, I can tell you two things. A lot of people probably didn't know that. And if you just wait until Friday, it'll be 80% off because there is no love left in the city of Dallas for the Cowboys this week. And nobody wants to buy any merch for a team that's already been bounced from the playoffs. So that's how it works. And someone's like, wait a minute, Damon, how do you push send on that picture? Don't the Chicago Bears suck? Well, sure they do. But now you're changing the subject. And we knew that. We knew the Bears suck. Did you know that Cowboys merch was 40% off at DFW before you saw the tweet today? No, you didn't. So you're welcome. Thank you. Stop complaining.
Well, more to the point, there was never a t-shirt that said Chicago Bears, you know, 2022 Super Bowl champion. They didn't make the playoffs again. So there really wasn't a t-shirt to laugh at.
No, there was not. There was absolutely.
You know,
there
would not be a whole bunch. It's hard to be disappointed when you can never get your hopes up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like a whole bunch of T-shirts being shipped to Botswana that they could not put out in circulation. So there you go. People get frosty, though, about their football teams or whatever they see. Did you just take a swipe at my team that, what, got bounced in embarrassing fashion on their own home game? Like, dude, stop thumping your chest. You have nothing left. If you're a Cowboy fan, it is your job to sit down and shut up the rest of the playoffs. That's all you're allowed to do. That's how it works.
Unless you want to turn on your own team, you're allowed to do that.
Oh, sure. Sure. Oh, and there's so much, you know, flagellation? Is that what it is?
Yes.
When you whip yourself? Yeah, there's an awful lot of that. I mean, we got half 49er fans wondering whether or not, you know, they're going to be rooting for this team because they don't like Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, it's crazy. People really do want their own agendas to play out, even if it means their team is unsuccessful sometimes. Yeah, people are idiots.
Well, this is an argument that doesn't work in Green Bay, but when anybody starts to use the we when talking about a team, my first instinct is to say, show me your stock certificate. Because otherwise it's not we, it's they. Because all you're doing as a fan is giving them money. That's the relationship.
It's more
and
than just
in Green
a cash
Bay, it
transaction.
Doesn't work.
Right? You're totally wrong about that. You're completely wrong. I mean, you're stunningly wrong. Sure, there is a cash transaction that the league is in there for, but people love teams and connect to them in deeply personal and emotional ways. And I'm not saying that these personal or emotional connections are necessarily healthy, but they do. There is an awful lot of an individual's psychoses wrapped up in these teams. Their successes and their failures are transferred by some fans onto themselves. It's not just a cash transaction for a lot of people. For the NFL, yeah, sure, it's a business. For fans, it's much more than that.
Well, that's because they choose for it to be that. The fact, I mean, they just said, oh, I'm part of this. No, you're not. You know, you can pretend you are, but it's a fantasy. It just, you're not part of this decision making. You're not part of this great nation. All you are is part of you're part of the engine room. You hurl in money and it keeps the fires going. That's it. And whatever somebody's delusions are, they're entitled to them. But I don't have to believe that they exist if they really don't.
No. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're choosing to only focus on the one piece of the pie that you want to focus on to make your point. To look at the entire pizza, one must conclude that there is more than a cash transaction going on here. You have to, Ray. But then you would flunk psychology 101. What you're saying is you have a complete and unjustifiable misunderstanding of the human condition.
I'm not interested in the human condition. I want to know what the chain of command here is. Do any of these fans get to be in any of the staff meetings? No. Do they get to be in the draft room on draft day? No. They get to sit and watch. That is their contribution. And whether or not they get to, live out this fantasy doesn't mean it's not a fantasy. And the psychology of it is not interesting to me, because if you really thought you had a hand in this, you would have a hand in it and you'd know it. You're just somebody who makes noise. And if that's good enough for you, great. I'm not saying people shouldn't be fans. I'm just saying they should have a realistic viewpoint of what their contribution is. And if makes me, yeah,
there's delusion out there. There's delusion, but it's happening. I mean, that's.
I didn't say it's not happening. All I said is it's a delusion.
But it happens. So in a weird way, it becomes a reality for so many people. They take a team success or failure and they transfer it to their own id, even though they're not involved. It happens. We see it all the time. So there you go. 40% off. Dallas merch at DFW. Go enjoy it while you can. At least you're getting a little price point break there, Ray, if you really did want to celebrate this NFC East title now.
For a shirt you can never wear in front of any of your friends because they'll beat the hell out of you.
Totally. You can't be buying division champ t-shirts. Come on.
Yeah, you bought a shirt you can never wear.
So, when I was watching that game last night, Ray, when you were watching, did you see the scary moment around Buda Baker being carted off the field?
Yeah.
He had what you and I were talking about a little while ago, the stiff arm that is the clear telltale sign that you just got knocked out. And by the way, it's easy for me to say you just got knocked out when you are separated from your consciousness. Something has happened. Something serious has happened. There's no doubt. But I'll tell you what, Ray, I'm not a doctor, obviously. That stiff arm that you see some guys get is actually a really good sign. I know it looks scary as hell. It's called the fencing position. Ray and I looked this up because we both knew that word, but we couldn't figure it out the other day. So I went home, looked it up, and we talked about it the next day. But that fencing position is actually a good sign when you're afraid someone might have a spinal cord injury. Because if you have a spinal cord injury, you can't make the fencing position. Your entire body goes limp. It just all goes to mush. So that scary fencing locked arm that you see knocked out fighters get, that you see knocked out NFL players get, that Buda Baker last night with that stiff arm, it's actually a good sign. It's actually a sign that this is probably not some catastrophic spinal cord injury. So there you go. There's the There's the fencing response explained to you, Ray, by not a doctor. But I think I'm on to something.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up because I don't think it necessarily means that, but I don't have the answer to it. It's all I've seen is that it's strong enough to cause traumatic brain injury.
Well, so I certainly hope he's okay.
It may not be instant paralysis, but it could become that. And again, I'm not a doctor either.
But you do just like to play one.
Oh, absolutely not. I barely like playing a sports writer.
Cliff Kingsbury, like you said, after last night's game, a lot of people are looking at him going, I wonder. Kyler Murray's getting a transfer of that, too, put on him. Like, there's a lot of he should have played center field for the A's jokes going around Twitter today. I don't think it's quite that bad. But there is something going on with Cliff Kingsbury's teams over and over again not being able to finish the good football thought that they quite often start. What is it? What is it about him, the Cardinals, certain teams? Like, I know the Raiders just had a playoff appearance, so it's the wrong time to be poking fun at them or anything. But, you know, the Raiders have been earmarked with a decent start that evaporates somewhere later in the year. Well, teams have trouble breaking that pattern.
Yeah, the Raiders are terrible in December up until this year when they finally figured out whatever it was. And then they have to figure it out again next year and then again forever. But that has been their history in the last quarter century. The Cardinals don't even have that benefit. They've never made the playoffs 3 years in a row. They've only had a back-to-back-to-back double-digit win seasons twice in 100 years. Their history is what this is about for them. For Kingsbury, though, I suspect what it means is he doesn't adjust as other teams adjust to him, because you cannot have that kind of record year after year, you know, in both in college and in pro, if other teams aren't on to you after a while. Once they have enough tape on you, whatever your personnel may be, you are by definition predictable, because the thing that causes them to lose is not that the defense gets worse. It's that they stop scoring points.
Rams.
And I think that's the problem.
If the Rams were a stock, would you be buying or selling on them right now? Does last night's awakening after their embarrassing home loss to the Niners have you rethinking where they go in this postseason?
No, because I think Tampa Bay is really hard to beat, and I think they're going to be harder to beat than the Rams are capable of performing. So, no, it does not force me to change my view of them. I think Tampa is a very bad matchup for them.
I do, too. Yeah, I mean, they looked really good last night. The Rams that were promised, and look, you know, say this about big moves and stars added in the midseason. Stars show up in the postseason. They do. That's why they're stars. You had Beckham have a really good game last night. You had Von Miller have a really good game last night. Matthew Stafford finally got his first playoff win last night. But Ray's right. That path to the Super Bowl takes them to Tampa next. That's a date with Tom Brady. That is a really tough ask to go into Tampa and beat them. If they survive that, it's either off to Lambeau Field or to face the 49ers, who, you know, are now a well-established automatic loss for Sean McVay. So it's a tough path for the Rams if they still fancy themselves true Super Bowl contenders. I don't know. Last night felt more like Arizona spinning its wheels in the wrong direction than it did like the Rams are now spinning their wheels all in the right direction. Look out, everybody. The beast has been awakened. At least that's the way I saw it.
Everybody remembers the last thing they saw. And the last thing they saw was the Rams beating the hell out of the Cardinals. But the Rams always beat the hell out of the Cardinals, for one. And for two, they were up 21-0, you know, before the end of halfway through the second quarter. You know, I mean, Kyler Murray looked truly rattled. He looked panicked. He was running out of the pocket more out of fear than out of purpose. And the that flip interception he threw to David Long.
Oh, my God.
That to me said, we don't have any answers today, and the alternatives for me are either to run away or get the hell beat out of me. And he ran away. and I'm not faulting him for that. There was no protection for him at any point. There were no holes opened up for the running game to create any kind of, counterbalance to the fact that they couldn't throw the ball well. They're not equipped to beat the Rams.
No, they certainly weren't last night. They got just clobbered. And whatever good start they might have needed to think that they were in that game, the opposite happened. They were just awful the entire first half. They didn't score until the late third quarter. So it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare for the Cardinals. That is a confidence in your major franchise pillars shaking defeat that Arizona suffered last night. There's no doubt about it. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. So we got the Super Wild Card Weekend now officially all in the books. It's over. It's done. The Rams covered the four easily last night. Looking back through it all, Ray, I don't think that there was a team more impressive than the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they had the greatest offensive performance in NFL history, basically, in the postseason, which I heard is a significant place to have something like that. Not just the playoffs. Yeah, but they had seven drives and seven touchdowns. It's pretty much a perfect game.
They threw the football equivalent of a perfect game. And it would have been a genuinely perfect game if they didn't kneel down on the last possession. But Sean McDermott wanted to run up a number. And not just on Bill Belichick, to show the rest of the league that this is who we are. This is the third time this year that Buffalo has won a game without punting. And they were sending messages that basically said, this is who we are. You deal with us. And that message was sent to the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, in turn, sent messages back when they had the tackle eligible touchdown and the Travis Kelce touchdown pass. I mean, those two teams wanted to let each other know, we'll do anything to win. That's why I think of all the games, that one is going to be the most fun to watch.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There were two, excuse me while I whip this out, football moments over the weekend, and those two teams meet this coming weekend. It should be a fabulous game. There is no doubt about it. The Bills game was the first game in history where a team didn't punt, kick, or it didn't punt or kick a field goal or turn the ball over, not once the entire game. First game in NFL history. So there you go. The Bengals got their first playoff win in 31 years. Joe Burrow was -6 years old the last time the Bengals had won a playoff game. I heard Mike Brown talking about what a great moment it is for Bengals fans, and generations of pain get washed away with a win. Not exactly, but it is definitely a reason to be happy with the Bengals in the postseason for the first time in a long time for the city of Cincinnati. I don't know if you saw any of the Joe Burrow postgame press stuff, Ray, but the way that he was talking about it is the kind of stuff that just makes me think that, like, that guy's cut out to just be a killer in his career. I mean, he did not want to get romantic or emotional about it all and just said basically, like, yeah, this is the bare minimum of what we plan on doing while I'm here. So, it's from here on out we'll talk about how good of a win that was. But winning a playoff game, that's what we do. Oh, man, that guy's the real deal.
Yeah, it wasn't what they did until the weekend, because they made the playoffs a bunch of times, but they also left the playoffs immediately a bunch of times. And Burrow literally sweats attitude. And I think, that's the kind of home run draft that you would never think the Bengals would perform. That when he got hurt his rookie year, you thought, oh God, here it is. The Bengals fail again through bad luck to get the right guy. No, they got the right guy. And they not only got the right guy, they have an attitudinal runner in Joe Mixon, and they have an ultra attitudinal pass receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. And other options. I mean, I think, the Bengals are going to be America's favorite team from now on. At least not from now on, but through these playoffs. Because they're going to be the team if you don't have a rooting interest, that's the team you want to watch do business. More than the Chiefs, more than the Bills, more than the Packers, the Bengals are the next thing up.
They're new. I mean, that's it. Yeah, they're brand new. I'll tell you that Buffalo's dying to capture America's heart. It really is. All of America wants to be thrown through a folding card table in a parking lot in upstate New York. And
in 8-degree weather.
That's kind of what they do. That's their quote unquote culture. We have Peter King joining us at 4:15 today. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Nick in Berkeley. Nick, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, I love your point about the fans and everything and the delusions of like you should always root for your team. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. And now if you're rooting against the Niners because you don't like Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever, then you're really not a fan of the 49ers. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't understand these weird agendas like you root against your team. But it's a twisted paradox because when I speak of the Niners, I use like we. You know, I talk about we. But I have no qualms about it. I have nothing to do with the team. I pay to almost be a cheerleader when I go to the games because in some way I feel like my energy, I can transfer my energy to the players. But sometimes that doesn't always work because, as you know, sometimes you cheer super loud and you lose to the Giants on a late field goal or whatever, and that has nothing to do with it. But I don't know why football fans get so fanatical about it, and I think that's what's crazy because like we cheer, but like at the Rams game they got that MC guy telling the fans to cheer as if they're like a bunch of lemmings about to.
Oh, he's so annoying. That's by the way, that's so annoying. If you need that in your football stadium, by definition, it's a poorly run football stadium. But thank you for the call, Nick.
You'll notice how loud that stadium was last night, and it wasn't loud because the Cardinals travel well. I think they came up with a real lesson about, hey, you know, if we're going to turn this into a place where other teams are afraid to play, we have to make it a place where other teams are afraid to play. And either they jacked up the noise or they packed the house with cheaper tickets. But that was a very Ram crowd. And
well, the Cardinals are a fanless football team. I mean, how many Cardinals fans have you ever met in your life? It's a small group.
Yeah, but the point I was going to make is I think there were a lot of 49er fans who were willing to buy tickets the week before, and so the Ram fans said, well, I'll sell you mine. I don't think there was such a market, so I think a lot of people went there sort of begrudgingly. You know, well, I guess I got to go now. I can't shift these tickets. And so once you're there, you make noise because you're drunk. But
I thought
it was a remarkable comparison to the week before.
There was an awful lot of guilt being thrown around the Rams fan base. Like, don't sell your ticket. If you did last week, don't do it again next week. That is an unacceptable thing to do at this time of the year. So, you know, it's that weird connection that fans make with teams. They feel responsible in some way for their performance, whether they are or aren't. A transference of a team's success or failure is something that people go through all the time.
Damon, you're trying to tell me that where I sit, what I eat, what I wear, all those things, that doesn't matter? You're trying to tell me that superstition isn't real? That's what you're trying to tell me.
It here's the thing.
No, Damon is trying to tell you that it is real. I'm trying to tell you that it isn't.
So yell at me. I'm here to tell you that it's not real, but if you believe in it, it's real to you.
Thank you.
It's like Kyrie Irving. Everything about him is huge douchebag, but if he believes in it, it's real douchebaggery to him. So there you go. It's basically the law of Kyrie. If you believe in something so much, whether it's even an observable part of reality or not, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to believe what you want to believe, no matter how right or wrong you are about it. That's the beauty of this crazy, goofy country we live in.
I have to believe that I have some impact on my team. Otherwise, what am I supposed to do during game day?
I do know that there's a T-shirt that I wear that gets a better rebounding game out of Indiana than other T-shirts. I'm sure of it.
You
go
get
Hoosiers.
It. Yeah,
you must not wear it very often.
No, I don't. By the way, big game against Purdue coming up this week. I might have to take a vacation day. We have Peter King joining us in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, he's going to stop on by around 4:15 as we take one last look back at Dallas. We start to look ahead to Green Bay. What a crazy wild card weekend. What a crazy football season it's been. Ray and I have some memories. You know, what are the things that a few years from now we're going to remember about the 2021 season? I got a little list. Ray's got a little list. And we got to talk about our glorious addiction to the sport of football before it's all said and done this afternoon. So stay with us here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Well, if you're looking for all the best 49ers content from 95.7 The Game, just text the word 49ers to 20357. 49ers to 20357. You hit the subscribe button on the Odyssey app, and then everything we do or talk about 49ers, it gets put right there for you, and you don't have to shuffle through all the other stuff. It's just 49ers stuff. Peter King joins me and Ray coming up at 4:15. Looking forward to saying hello to Peter. What a crazy wildcard weekend. What a crazy season is now in our rearview mirror, and pretty impressive playoff remaining field in front of us. So an awful lot to talk about with Peter King coming up at 4:15 today. Ray, I just saw something on the Twitter machine that was so interesting. I think we have to schedule an emergency 4 o'clock hour Most Amazing Thing. So at 4 o'clock, we'll hit everyone with an unplanned, unscheduled Most Amazing Thing. So stay tuned for all of that. In the meantime, have you ever in your life, Ray, had an injury or an ailment that is normally associated with a professional athlete? Like, have you ever had plantar fasciitis? Do you ever need Tommy John surgery or anything like that?
No. My life has been spent avoiding physical exertion of any kind, so I've managed to avoid all of those things.
I'm hardly the marathon man myself, but I've had plantar fasciitis, and man, that hurts. It's like you're stepping on a piece of glass with each and every step that you take, and it's got a real simple fix. It's like this stupid boot that you put your foot in at night that holds your foot like at an extreme 90 degree angle, and that stretches out that fascia tendon, and it's gone. I'm fine now. I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
I didn't know you had it until a second ago. What was I supposed to ask you about?
I know it's really nothing to write home about, but there is another thing that I might have shared now with a professional athlete. I've had sciatica. I mean, this is going to be like, Damon, are you an old Jewish grandmother? The answer is yes. I'm turning into one for sure. But I've had the sciatica to the point where I had such a big, careful how you say this into a microphone. I had such a big bulging disc. Emphasize that C in the disc. such a large bulging disc in my lower back, L4, L5, that it was pushing up against my sciatic nerve. And for those of you who do not know what that does, it takes levels of pain that are lightning bolt striking like. I mean, it's such an acute nerve pain that it's really almost indescribable. And it puts it straight down your leg, and it usually concentrates in your calf. Ray, I think Draymond Green's got the sciatica.
Well, okay, first of all, you are your own grandmother because you're calling it the sciatica.
Exactly.
Secondly, it's certainly possible, although, you know, if it was that, you know, well, I don't know what the Warriors would say about it. Probably nothing. We'll probably never know what it actually is.
He's got pain in his calf. I mean, here's the thing. He's got pain in his calf. And now they have identified a bulging disc in his lower back. Someone said, Damon, on the Comcast Business text line, did you see a chiropractor? A lot of good ones can get you back right. Yeah, I mean, I have seen chiropractors. I got put in something called a DRX machine, which basically takes you and stretches you apart like a silly straw. I had surgery. I mean, I needed to have surgery. And I'm wondering if this isn't something that over the next 2 weeks the Warriors are considering with Draymond Green. Can they, through therapeutics, the right chiropractor, the right massage, the right calming down of an inflamed, bulging disc? See how much I stick the landing on that?
Yes, there's no way to not do that.
Yeah,
it's required.
It's important. If Draymond Green ends up having a little lower discectomy, a little shaving down of the disc, I wouldn't be surprised. And he could be back very soon. It's not the kind of thing that mean like, you know, like you go and you have that surgery and, oh my God, you just had surgery on your lower back. You're not going to be able to have any athletic activity for a month and a half. I don't think it's like that at all. I mean, I didn't play an NBA game after I had it, but I hopped up. The pain was like a light switch turned off in my body, and I went about normal business instantly the very next day. Now, again, no NBA minutes on my body. So Draymond will need a little bit more time, but I really wonder if this isn't sciatica just killing Draymond Green.
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say is if that's all it was, I don't know that the Warriors would simply say, well, he's out for the next 2 weeks, which is essentially what they said. You know, by saying, you know, he won't be playing during the homestand. So I don't know that it's easily fixable, whatever it is, because you usually don't just say, okay, he's not playing for 2 weeks, period. They always nail it at the end with, we'll reevaluate, which means that's always a very open-ended diagnosis. You only know what the minimum is. So he might have it. I'll defer to anybody who wants to put a stethoscope on and wear a white lab coat, but it certainly could be. I mean, I wouldn't bet serious money on it, but I wouldn't bet serious money on anything. It might be triple leprosy.
Oh, not triple leprosy. Whenever you jump over double leprosy and go straight to triple leprosy, you're in a lot of trouble. Look, the Warriors are going to be without their team leader in rebounds, assists, blocks, and mojo, as long as Draymond Green is off the floor. So I don't care who's coming into Chase Center over the next 7 games, how good you are, how good they are, or how bad they are. The Warriors are going to be up against it without Draymond Green for any of this homestand. So we will get into all of that starting at 5:30 tonight. Ray and I have Warriors Live for an hour. And then Tim Roy comes on by with network pregame tip-off around 7 o'clock against the Detroit Pistons tonight here on 95.7 The Game. So one last look back at Dallas, Ray. And one last look back at Dallas gives us a new formula for like what Kyle Shanahan needs in order to automatically, hey, we'll see you in the win column, everybody. We got a new one. We got new Deebo Samuel secret sauce to put on any 49er game that means congratulations. It's an automatic win. The 49ers are 7-0 this season, Ray, when Deebo has 5 carries or more. He's averaging a touchdown about every 7.5 carries. I mean, this guy is the best running back in football when that's what he chooses to do almost. They're going to need an awful lot of him, not only out of the backfield, but in the passing game as well. I don't think you get out of Green Bay with a one-sided attack. Now, I know that they dismantled Green Bay in 2019 with a decidedly one-sided attack. But you got to figure, LaFleur and company have done everything humanly possible to make sure that that doesn't happen to them again, by the 49ers especially. I mean, I can't even imagine how much time he has spent rewatching the amount of running the 49ers put out against him during the 2019 NFC Championship game. And if the Packers aren't prepared for that this time around, shame on them.
Well, I think the Packers are not only prepared for it, they've improved their run defense so that they can't get boat raced like that the way they did before. They've learned their lesson, essentially. And their lesson is, you know, we have to be better against the run. And they were better against the run pretty much against everybody. I mean, they still give up a lot of yards per carry. They give 4.7, which was, you know, third from the bottom. But in terms of giving up run yardage per game, you know, they were 11th. So they're clearly better at that. And part of that, I think, also is the fact that they've made their secondary better, you know, so that now teams, you know, can't really go, we can do one thing really well and beat them. And the thing about that game 2 years ago, and everybody always says, oh, it's because Kyle Shanahan didn't have confidence in Garoppolo. No, he had complete confidence in Raheem Mostert. And Mostert justified it by going for two Bills. You know, Kyle Shanahan will run all day if you let him. And the Packers that day let him. They have clearly improved who they are since then. And so I don't think you're going to see Elijah Mitchell, you know, run wild to that extent. It's going to have to be a more balanced attack.
I mean, to that extent, no way. But to some extent, Elijah Mitchell has to have like another century mark, you would think. 100 yards out of him, Debo gets what he gets out of that backfield. He and George Kittle both show up with more than four combined catches when it's all said and done. That's all they had in Dallas. Going back and looking at that box score, the thing that jumped out at me the most that I guess I didn't wash over me in real time was how little George Kittle was used in the passing game. He had an excellent day on the line of scrimmage. He did what he did. He does so well as a blocking tight end. One catch, 18 yards, three targets for Kittle. I don't think you're going to get away with bare minimum Kittle in Green Bay and a win all at the same time.
I don't think so either, but you could always, you know, if they run like they did 2 years ago, and I don't mean, only throwing the ball eight times, but I mean running the ball 35 to 40 times, you might not see a big game out of Kittle because they might have decided we need him in the block and the running game is working. You know, that's why I don't worry about Kittle, you know, targets, because I don't think they ignore him. I think they ask so much of him that there are games where he's more required to be a blocker than he is a pass receiver. And so, I don't think the number of targets Kittle gets is necessarily a qualifier or a disqualifier. I think it's how the rest of the game is going. And if they run on the Packers, even two-thirds as well as they did 2 years ago, then I could see Kittle not getting targeted a whole lot. And I don't think that will be some sort of bizarre oversight.
By the way, we have a much more recent edition of 49ers Packers to play a little comparison to than in 2019. As a matter of fact, you only have to go back to week three this year to find it. And it's one of the signature moments, I think, of the entire year. Aaron Rodgers with just 58 plus ticks or whatever it was left on the clock. No timeouts, didn't matter. The Niners were winning a game right up until Aaron Rodgers decided, no, you're not winning this game. It was really, really something else. And we'll talk more about how Matt LaFleur thinks the 49ers have changed since that moment as we welcome everybody to our 4 o'clock hour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.